It's so pitiful and pathetic. Even before the last remaining man has died, some of the women are so desperate to try and prevent their boy's fate that they try to raise them as girls. As if that would spare them from their impending death. They never fail to try in the end. Other women foolishly try to raise them to be the hardiest men around, because maybe that will somehow save them from their fate. Maybe one of them will finally get me. It's always just one man that's supposed to get me somehow, because what millions upon millions haven't achieved, one man can. And all these generations of girls learning that they will be the only ones growing old, that these little boys are truly worthless and will soon be out of their lives, led to the slaughter either by the foolish pride of countries or by their inner conviction that it's their duty to follow others, like lemmings to the slaughter, no matter how certain their death is. For if they do not, then they clearly, they means they were not man enough. Not man enough to die like the worthless meat that they are. Each new generation of cattle trying their best, trying to best their fathers and their forefathers. It brings me so much joy. The sea of men trying to pitifully succeed where others have not. Yet all they are in the end are met with the same fate. The exquisite feeling of my blade slicing through their meat. Their death throes as their eyes lose focus of everything but me. And I am the last thing they will ever see, ever think of. How could I not be delighted, destroying all this power, son after son after son, each trying harder than the last. So arrogant, thinking they're so strong when they're made entirely of soft meat pumped hard by blood. Bones so easily broken and shattered against hard metal, so fragile and worthless. Joints so easily crushed under a boot, and rendered so hilariously pathetic as they writhe and try to lash out anyway, barely held together by their shredded tissues, as their senses come only focus on the threat. Oh, so scared. Yet they can never look away. The aura of death filling the air, making them so terrified, yet hard. All the worm food dying wanting me, as if they could ever get their goal in any way. They all die wanting me. That's all they're capable of, even far before the end. It seems the only thing worth doing is proving their worth as a man, is to get as close as they can before they die. Maybe even attempt to steal a brief touch as they lose their heads. Quite literally. Sometimes, I let them think they might, just for a brief second, because it's always so entertaining to see their despair in their eyes as they feel the deadly cut into their soft tissues. So close, yet so far away. Oh, I don't blame them, though. I find it great entertainment. You all claim to be so strong, so superior. The more power and strength you amass, the better you think you are. The more you think your life actually has some sort of actual worth. In the end, you're all equally worthless, bested by a mere woman. And you fools can't even entertain yourselves and focus on the task at hand. You can't even get close before the lust in the back of your heads takes over all of you, as if your brains weren't even there in the first place, reduced to just the two most base functions. Fighting. Reproduction. As if any of you could do either in a meaningful manner. And all of you fall so beautifully and laughably on both counts in my presence. Such beautiful failure. This is why none of you will ever succeed. So worthless, so unable to achieve any real greatness. None of you have ever gotten close to cutting me, and none of you have ever managed to get close without being a reward for me. All the amusement you provide. None of you are worthy, and none ever will be. Generation after generation will die, all for no purpose. other than my entertainment. Do you know that some are even pathetic? They come in their death throes. So disgusting, so bizarre. Their blood should be leaving their body too fast for that to be possible, but I suppose just means they were that wrapped up in their lust, in their desire, in their anticipation of their imminent death.